You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com. I'm David James, and we are learning together, are we not? Welcome back. Are you ready to continue this small journey? Let's go to John chapter 8. Yahweh had given me this special teaching on this chapter. And as I told you before, we're skipping the part about the woman that they were going to stone, the adulteress. And we're going to start on verse 12 of John chapter 8. Now, interestingly enough, this first verse is what links up with the verse that we read. And I'll just read it one more time for you so that you get the link up. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Verse 12 of John chapter 8. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Who is he? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us as the only begotten. Right? The light is what again? The law. Listen, because it links up with everything I just said previously. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise be to the Most High. For he has given these things to you. I hope that you just connected that. Again, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Right? That's what he says, right? The way. What did it say about the way? It said in Proverbs 6:23, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. He said that he is light, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. What was also said back there? We're just reiterating just a little bit. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Commandment is a lamp, law is light. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. In other words, wherever you go, whatever you do, that light shall guide you in the right direction. It won't leave you. You won't be walking in darkness, you see. What did I tell you? They want to get rid of the Ten Commandments? Because those are lamps of life. 10 lamps of light. The law itself is light. Why would they want to get rid of the Ten Commandments? Because it shines a light on their sin. It shines a light on the darkness that they love to live in. They love the darkness. We love the light. Each one of us is a reflection of the Father. I often say it this way. When you see the reflections of light in the sea, there are many, many reflections in the waves. They are not the light themselves, these reflections. They are reflections of the sun or the light. In the same way, our righteousness is not our own righteousness. It's a reflection of the Father's righteousness that he has given us, you see. It's not our own righteousness because our own righteousness is as filthy rags, correct? See, why the 24 elders stood up and cast their crowns before the throne was because without the Father, there are no crowns at all. Without the Father, there is no righteousness at all. Without the Father, the primary, the reflections do not exist. So I'm going to read this one more time. Think about the Ten Commandments. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Just coincidentally, that was verse 12, which stands for Israel. And just coincidentally, 13 starts off like this. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. They just called him a liar. Liars called him, the Father from heaven, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. They just called him a liar. To his face. Just like their predecessor, Cain, had lied to his face, they lie to his face. But they're actually accusing him of being a liar. Now, their father, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren, but so are his offspring. They also accuse the father, as well as the brethren. So the Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I came or and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Hello, Yahweh in the flesh. Christ is the word of Yahweh in a flesh body. My word is part of my heart. From the abundance of the heart, speaketh the mouth. From the abundance of Yahweh's heart comes the word of God, Yeshua. He says in 17, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Notice how he said it was their law. Talmudic law. Law is not given by Yahweh. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Hello? When he speaks of his Father, I want you to take note that it's in capital F. So what he said is, in verse 19, Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. In other words, you don't know my word. You don't know who the Father is. You don't know the truth. You don't know the way. You don't know the life. For if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then Jesus said again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. This is a testimony that the Jews will not enter into the kingdom of God. Remember, I laughed when this is a second testimony of it right here. Remember, I laughed when I was away and I heard, unless Yeshua was saying, unless your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why is that? I started laughing my head off. It made me realize that the Pharisees and the Sadducees are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Jews will not enter the kingdom of heaven, period. And what does it say right here? You see, because they don't know him. They don't have the light. They are not a reflection of him. They're not righteous. You see, he is our righteousness. They are not righteous. Their righteousness is this sepulcher, which is white on the outside, but full of dead men's bones in the inside. What does he say in verse 21? This is a testimony to what I just told you a second ago, that I began laughing and I thanked the Father and praised him and laughed again. Because I've heard that so many times in my life and never ever understood what it was really saying. I took it as, well, who can enter the kingdom of God when these holy priests... See how stupid that is? These holy priests, their righteousness must be much bigger than the righteousness of the people. So how can my righteousness ever equal theirs? Therefore, I'm condemned. I can't enter the kingdom of heaven because I'll never have righteousness that even gets close to these high priests. Yes, Father, yes. But it is not that way at all. It's just the opposite. They shall not enter into the kingdom of God. And if I have the righteousness of the Father, and I walk in his way and obey his commandments, then I have the righteousness that is needed to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The righteousness that they shall never have. So listen again. Then Jesus said again to them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. You see, they don't have the lamp on. Verse 23. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. If ye believe not that I am again, I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Right? What is he saying? For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Do the Jews believe? No. The Jews believe that the Jews are the Messiah. The Jews they're not a race, and they're not a religion. They're a mongrelized people who are pretending to be a race. They have DNA connection with their father, the serpent seed line. What does he say again here? Verse 24, if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Do they believe that it's him today? No, they don't. They hate him. Verse 25, then they said unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. You see, he's the word inside of flesh. Of course he's heard it of him. It came out of the Father's heart and his mouth. And it's been put in a body. I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father, capital F. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that, again, I am he. Who is I am? It's the Father, isn't it? I am he. He said that 3 times in this so far. I never noticed that before. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Well, how could he speak anything different than the abundance of Yahweh's heart? For he is the abundance of Yahweh's heart. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words. Many believed on him as he spoke those words, okay? Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But let me stop right there. See, that's where Mr. Tex Mars might get the idea that Jews can be saved. You must understand, that he knew that if any Jews had believed on him at any time, they were from the serpent seed line and could not help do the things that they do. They would not abide with him. So don't get confused here and say, oh, well, then Jews can be saved. He just told you Jews aren't going to be saved, period. And he knew that. But let's continue. Then they answered him. This is after he's talking to these Jews that believed on him, supposedly. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. Are we the sons of Yahweh? Yes, we are. We're the offspring of Yahweh. If the Son therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And he says to these Jews, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. He just told them he's not speaking necessarily to the Pharisee at this moment. He's speaking to those Jews that believed on him. But then they all grouped up on him, you see. And they revealed themselves because they said they've never been in bondage. So he knows they're not Israelites because the Israelites were in bondage in Egypt. Now do you understand? The Jews were not in bondage in Egypt. The Israelites were in bondage in Egypt. They said when they answered him, just coincidentally, verse 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Well, the Israelites were in bondage in Assyria, Babylon, and Egypt. And now all of our countries in the world. You see? When he says he knows that they are Abraham's seed, he knows that some of them came through Esau, but Esau was absorbed into the Edomites. See how they're the Edomite Jews that the Edomite Jew Herod put in the priesthood? See the connection? What is he saying to them? I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. The light has no place in you. The lamp has no place in you. You are in darkness. You live in darkness. You were born from darkness. You will return to the darkness. I speak. This is the key, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the keys to the whole thing. The devil is in the details. Pay attention. We're on verse 38 here. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, capital F. And ye do that which ye have seen with your father, lowercase f. Another thing. This is the very proof that Yeshua is not Jewish. Because he has a different father than they have. And you could say, yeah, but the Jews go by the mother. Well, that can't be connected either because he was born of a virgin. Ladies and gentlemen, praise be to the Most High. For he alone is God and none compares with him. None. There is no God beside him. Therefore, not only have I proved to you that Paul could not be a Jew because he was a citizen of Rome, remember that one? And citizens of Rome could not be Jews. Jews couldn't be citizens of Rome. Therefore, that blows that right out of the water. The Apostle Paul was not a Jew. He was an Israelite. And Yeshua was an Israelite as well. Because he is of the offspring of the Father. He is the son of Adam. And Adam is the son of God. He is of the seed line of Adam, which means he is of the son of Adam. And that's his connection. That's his seed line. And Adam's connection is he is the offspring of the Father. Capital F Father, not little f Father, like Cain. That's whose lineage Cain is in. Their father, with the little lowercase f. Praise be to you, Father. You see, the devil is in the details, isn't it? So I just love to read this, and I'm going to read it one more time. Verse 38, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And now speaking to the Jews, he's speaking to the Jews. He has been all along here. And ye do that which ye have seen with your Father, lowercase f. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. I'm leaving that pause there. Do the Jews do the works of Abraham? Abraham was a blessing. The seed of Abraham was to be a blessing to all nations, was to be a seafaring people, was to be a people that were as the stars or the sand of the sea. There would be many, 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 many of them. Abraham, the seed line of Abraham, which are the Caucasian people, have been a blessing to all the families of the world. Look what the seed of Abraham did in Africa. Why, the Boer people of the tribe of Judah fed the whole continent. The seed of Abraham built up Haiti 3 or 4 times. The seed of Abraham gave its technology to all the nations of the world and knowledge of how to heal diseases and on and on and on. What have the Jews done that you could say has been a blessing to any nation whatsoever, ever? If the Jews were a blessing to every nation, if they were the seed of Abraham, what does Christ say here? If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Do the Jews do the works of Abraham? Are they a blessing to America? Are they a blessing 109 times kicked out of the countries of Europe, not for being a blessing, but the very opposite, for being a curse, because they are a cursed people. The seed line of Cain is cursed. Cursed not to be able to farm, cursed to be vagabonds and wanderers. Abraham was to be many nations, the seed of Abraham, and are. The Jews have had no nations and never will have a nation of their own, despite what this Trump has done this week. The Jews are a curse because they are a cursed people. There has been nothing that the Jew has done for the world that has blessed the world. They've brought war. They've promoted alcohol. They've promoted everything that Yahweh wishes not to be promoted. They have tried to shut everyone up in the same way as they tried to shut Yeshua up and the disciples, commanding them not to speak the gospel. When will you people come to the realization of what is being said to you right now? This is the reason why this has been preached to you again today. And yes, it's better than the last time I preached it, if I may be so able to say so myself. It's only because of Yahweh, and it's only because my understanding has grown since the last time I taught upon it. But let's not stop here. So, again, this is verse 39, which is 3 times 13. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Why are they seeking to kill him? Because he told them the truth. Did you just hear that? Why are they killing us today? Why are they killing Edgar Steele and all these different people? Because they're telling the truth. Why do the Clintons have a body bag that is still being added to in the last few weeks here? Because those people have told the truth. They're not Abraham's children, as they have told you they are. They are not Yahweh's chosen, as they have told you they are. And I just proved to you that Yeshua could not be a Jew because his father is different than their father. His father has a capital F, and their father has a lowercase F. And he's going to reveal who their father is to you, of course, as you know, in the climax of this very chapter. Let's continue. So he's clarifying. He says in verse 41, ye do the deeds of your father, lowercase f. Then they said unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. And they used the capital F there. Oh, yes, they are born of fornication. They're race mixers. And they are the priesthood of Baal and every other kind of whacked out priesthood in the world. They are a satanic priesthood mixed with a so-called, well, they just are a satanic priesthood. But they'll mix it with Christianity, they'll mix it with anything, Catholicism, anything they can. They are children of fornication, period. They are not a pure people. They promote fornication. Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, with a capital F, ye would love me. Do the Jews love Yeshua? Jesus? I don't even have to answer that, do I? For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. You know, when Yahweh created the world, he said, let there be light. His word is what did everything. He sent his word to create the light. Just as he sent his word in a flesh body. Why do you not understand my speech? He questions them. Why don't you understand? I'll tell you why, is what he's saying here. Even because ye cannot hear my word. Well, what do you mean? They're hearing everything he's saying right now, right? What is his word? The way, the truth, the life, the light, the commandment, the lamp. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, lowercase f, the devil. And the lusts of your father, lowercase f, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father, lowercase f, of it. Understand that Cain is a reflection of his father in the sense that he was a murderer from the beginning, right? Now, he is really saying to them that your father's the devil. Cain himself is the devil, I mean, you know, in the flesh body, and he murdered Abel, and he lied to the face of Yahweh, said, what am I, my brother's keeper? I don't know where he is. You should know where he is. So it says, ye are of your father the devil, lowercase f, and the lust of your father, lowercase f, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Is that not what happens today? Which of you convinceth me of sin, said Yeshua? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? This is another crux of the message. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. He's speaking to the Jews. He's speaking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He's not speaking to the Israelite people here. Do you understand this? Again, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father, capital F, that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Pay close attention. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, again he says this again, I am. That's, who is I am? Yahweh. I'm going to read it again. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Verse 59, and just in time, verse 59, just in time. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. A thought that just sprung up in my mind here is that they couldn't take up stones to kill that woman earlier in the chapter because of their sin, yet they took up stones to cast at Yeshua when he told them the truth.
Just like I kissed you, I upset when I awake you?
Are you asleep? Are you a sheep?
Out in the pasture, you just sit there waiting.
So unaware, the danger pair.
They look at us as just useless eaters.
You know it, they show it.
Counting the cost, you know, it's just not worth it.
It's built on, built on sand. I know it, I know the plan.
Flying across the sky, they change the weather.
I've seen it.
Chemical trails to cross, no final balance.
The Exo Osiris.
How do they sleep at night? How do they do it?
Tell me, tell me.
Hate is deep in their eyes, they have to ruin.
Blue skies, blue sky
eyes.
What happened to the blue skies? To the blue skies, blue skies.
There's just a bunch of old men
dreaming, scheming.
They don't know what it's like to have a conscience.
Planning, damning.
They tell you they do right while they destroy you.
With a smile, that's their style.
Won't you stop spraying skies and give us back our
blue skies,
blue skies.
Give us back our blue skies
eyes.
Give us back our
blue skies
eyes.
Blue skies.
Money too, you know you gotta change it too. No time left to be fools. You know you gotta change it too. Before we all end up in twos. You know those people, I know you never heard of, because their name's not news. You gotta watch out, because there's so much information, you got to pick and choose. Watch out for liars, we will identify the traitors, they're gonna get the news. Come on now people, let's learn to work together, or learn to sing the blues. You know you gotta change it too, no time left to be fools. You know you gotta change it too, before we all end up in twos. Before we all end up in twos. Before we all end up in tubes. Before we all end up in tubes. Yeah, I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make a motion. We're gonna make up time. You know there's 30 miles of trains down by the New York line. The cars are empty all around the nation. Oh, can't you see the signs? Remember old Rex number 84 is gonna blow your mind. You know we gotta change our tune. No time left to be fools. You know we gotta change our tune. Before we all end up in twos. You know we gotta change our tune. There's no time left to be fools. You know we gotta change our tune. Before we all end up in twos. Before we all end up in twos. Before we all end up in twos. People, before we all end up in twos. 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 Baby, I don't mean
because we were shaking. We found the ground quite sound around pictures they're taking. You think you're gone, that's all you saw, just for the shaping. Here comes the crime, through time you slime and you keep raping. Too much to clutch in such a rush, I just can't take it. Such a disgrace, a waste of space, you'll never make it. Estimating your time, oh, all in your mind. Estimating your time, It's just your shadow. Don't be alarmed or jump to some when I wake you. You got to learn to sun and turn deep inside of you. Estimating your time.
Oh, all in your mind.
Estimating your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is David James from the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com, and I'm going to read a statement from the website. EFR will not be accused of preaching hatred towards non-whites. We protest against the global slaughter of white people that characterizes the New World Order, international Zionism, and corporate socialism. The agenda of these globalists, which includes the policies of Agenda 21, is to enslave or destroy the white race. We also insist on the right of self-determination for all people, especially whites, who do not wish to be balkanized by banksters and other internationalists. We demand this right as enunciated in Woodrow Wilson's 14 points, which were presented at the Versailles Treaty but never adopted. The current onslaught against white civil rights has been orchestrated by the banksters of global Zionism, the United Nations Organization, and international communism. We utterly reject these international programs of multiculturalism, by which our white nations are being forced to subsidize the destruction of our own nations and culture. We have an absolute right to defend ourselves against this sinister agenda, and we will oppose it until we are victorious over it. Won't you join us, ladies and gentlemen, in the fight for our right to have our own safe space on this planet, like every other race does. This is David James, and I support these ideas.